Hey everybody, welcome to the Indie Film Review. I am Jared, and with me as always is Dan. What's up, Dan?
What's up, buddy?
This is a show where we review independent film. I know, it's in the title. You know, something I don't feel like we've done in a while is give credentials.
Oh.
You know, like, what makes us...
A hard reset. If you're just joining us.
Yeah. Like, what makes us so qualified to review your film?
Yeah.
And I say we're not. No, Dan has a master's degree in film. So that's something.
I am the master of film. Yes.
And how long have you been reviewing film for, Dan?
Professionally, at least 2012. So 12 years. I've been doing it 12 years.
12 years. And I've been doing it, I guess, on an amateur level, at least 10 from doing the podcast, because I don't have any background in film, but I just love films. So yeah, that's kind of our deal. Anywho.
Yep. He's been my film buddy. He's been my film buddy forever.
Yeah, I'm what is known as a film buddy.
Yeah.
So Dan will say something and I go, yes, I like
keep
that.
Keep him in my pocket.
Hey, good one. Good one, man who knows about film. But yeah, so that's us. If you want to submit a film, just send it to our email at theindiefilmreview@gmail.com. Because I know a lot of people have been asking us lately, like, how do we send the film? Just send it. Just send the film. We'll take it. Put it on the list for 6 months. You're good to go. All right. Anywho, now with all that out of the way, I'm sorry. I don't normally do that. Dan, we watched a film called The Post.
The Post.
Could you tell me what The Post is about?
Well, it's not about the post office, which is what I thought it was going to be.
I thought it was going to be about that, too. I thought Kevin Costner was going to be in it.
The Post is about a father. So this man's son, they are like two peas in the pod, these two. And his son is murdered.
Brutal.
By, manslaughtered, murdered. Basically.
Manslaughtered?
He was beat the hell. Somebody beat the living hell out of him.
He was killed. He was murdered. I think murdered is correct.
And somebody filmed it, and then they posted that online. And this dad puts on this sleuthing cap, and he's like, wait a minute. I can find the people who posted this. And he like studies this footage like it's a Pruder film. And he tracks the killers down and basically murders them.
Yeah, well, you're not really sure. It's kind of like a murderish mystery. Like, is he the killer? You don't know. And then it's like classic case of like the cops and everyone else. They're all fucking worthless at their job. They're not fucking investigating right. So this dad's going to get on the case and figure it out. I think this was sent to us by Justin Hunt, who is the writer and director.
Oh, Justin.
I apologize if I am incorrect on this, because I did spring cleaning on our emails and I deleted too far.
Yes, I saw that.
Deleted more than I should have. And I'm going to be careful about that next time, because I do like to reference and go back and see like what people wrote.
Yeah. And like, I like to contact people who, you know, their fucking screener is dead. So I have to ask for a new one. And I'm like, where's this email? I'm sorry. I don't see this email anywhere.
I made a mistake, Dan. It's the one time I've ever made one. I'm new at it. So anywho, thank you to whoever sent it to us. If it was Justin, we appreciate it. Is this movie, before we get into questions, is it anywhere to watch? Dan is telling me it's not available. I'm guessing Festival Circuit still. So, Dan.
Yes.
Camera work. What do you think about it in this film? Is it good? Is it bad? Does it do anything crazy?
It is excellent. Okay, so it does something crazy that I wished there was more of. Like, there's a very...
Crazy good?
Yeah, crazy good. There's a very smart camera move at the very beginning of this film. I'm like, yes.
And let's hear it. It's a minor spoiler. Let's just hear it.
So he finds out that his son died. And you get this really awesome, I just found out my son died shot, where it's like fisheye and everything around him is blurry and you can't hear it. It's all warbly. Like, it's just, it's so focused. It's awesome. And that was cool. Now, the wherewithal in terms of framing stays, but there's nothing else that's like cool about it. It's just like really good framing for throughout the rest of the time.
I think this movie was very well constructed. I really enjoyed looking at it.
Yes.
I liked just the flow of cutting. You'd have like the one scene and just the different camera angles. I thought they were interesting enough to where I wasn't even really thinking about them.
Well, no, whenever I say cool, I mean like there was only one experiment, you'll call it, you know, like okay. Only one thing that they did that was very special with the camera. Everything else was just like good cinematography.
Yes. I think they did some interesting things with lighting in this movie.
Yes, but that's not cinematography.
I know that. I'm just saying things that I like. And it's a very cool way to show the passage of time with lighting. And they do it several times in this. Really, really neat. How did you feel about the acting in this movie, Dan?
I enjoyed it. I thought Jet, who plays Jet?
Is that the dad, right?
Yeah, Jet Sanders. His name is Angus. Angus Benfield, you are the best.
What a cool name.
I love it.
He's what's for dinner.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm sorry. But yeah, Angus Benfield is pretty great in this. I liked him a lot.
The hardest time acting that I had was the superintendent and the principal. They just like, they were.
Really?
Well, it wasn't they were bad acting. It's just they were acting a character. It's like, we're the snide bad guys. It's like, okay, yeah, I get it. I wanted more range. But then the one that I really wanted more range from, and I kind of got it, but like, there's just certain times, it's the cop, the sheriff, Sheriff Barry, I think his name is.
Mm-hmm.
He was great. And like, there's this time where he gets so angry. I'm like, yes, give me more of that throughout. Because the rest of the film, he's just like, oh, I'm the sheriff. It's another day on the job. And it's like, oh, okay.
I think sometimes people's motivations as to why they're doing things.
Yes.
Gets a little muddy.
And that's not a testament to their acting. So everybody did a good job acting. But yes. I think the characters themselves petered off in certain areas, like you're saying.
Yeah. There is a really special scene for me where there are two homeless people and they're sitting against a building. And one lady's like, hey, I think I see something out there in the woods. That whole scene with her and her acting is so good.
Dude,
I loved her.
That was Twin Peaks. That was X-Files. That was
it was great. And it was just that one scene with her. I think it's Liz Johnston who I believe plays the homeless lady, but that was like her only role her only scene in this. And I was like, that was amazing. I loved it. So yeah, there's these like real peak moments in this movie where I'm like, yes. Oh, I'm asking and saying too many things. Dan, you do a question.
So Jared, here is my question to you, which will open up, I think, the critique train.
Mm-hmm.
How, I don't think believable is the right word. To me, the premise of this film seemed not
believable.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like it would happen. Like,
no,
it can't happen.
It feels pretty far-fetched, the story. And I think that's the weakest part about
it. Well, and like, I think that is the weakest part about it. Like, it just, it doesn't seem like it would ever happen in any stretch of anyone's imagination.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it like, they kind of shoehorn it to work in this film. So we got all of this, like, good cinematography and all of this, good acting into this vehicle of this narrative, but then the narrative just, like you said, it's far-fetched. I'm like, I can't believe this. So that was the biggest part for me that I'm like, all right.
Well, Dan, I don't think that was a question, but I feel like I can still answer.
How did you feel about the narrative?
It really stretches your disbelief. Like, while you're watching it, you're like, this just doesn't feel like it's in the realm of reality, and this is where this film is supposed to be taking place.
That's what I was looking for. I had to suspend my disbelief big time.
And the plot kept reminding me that I was in a film.
Exactly.
Because I kept being like,
exactly.
What are you talking about? This doesn't make any sense. Like, it's just, the logic here doesn't make sense, and I feel like there is a theme, and it's a strong theme throughout.
Yes. So let's get this straight.
Okay.
The themes of the narrative, like what the narrative is implying, excellent.
Yeah. Very interesting.
But the story it's telling is just like, it's not believable. And it's not that it's bad. It's just, I can't see this happening.
It needed to just think through more of the logic of
Yes.
how something like this would happen in real life. And it, you don't have to be like, you know, 100% like, I'm going to map out like 100 possibilities. And what we're saying is going to make sense in 1 second. I promise you. One more thing positively I want to say is I feel like the music is very well used in this. Mm-hmm. Whenever there's a big moment or a big scene or reveal, the music is right there doing its job. Yep. And it's excellent. It's giving me the feels I'm supposed to feel. But yeah, okay. All right. Getting into the film, we're going to spoil it right now. If you were interested at all in this, like we said, it's in the festival circuit. So just wait for a while.
Wait for a while and then
stalk Justin Hunt and wait for him to drop
it. And then come back and see us again.
Right? I mean, you can go find it on IMDb if you want to go read about it. And we'll have links, I'm pretty sure, too.
You know, I'm going to say it right here. Our podcast should be the podcast that you listen to more than once. You know what
I mean? That's right. That's right. Listen to this episode. Go back. Watch the film. Listen to this episode again. Go back. Go to work.
Listen to this episode.
Don't work. Listen to this episode. Stop working. Try to drive home. Pull over. Listen to the episode. Do not listen to this episode while you're driving. It's very dangerous.
Yes.
All right. So just to set it up, we have Jake, who is the son, I believe, that dies.
Yes. And he's going to a Metallica concert with his fucking dad. And they're going to have such a great time because Brandy and Mom, they're out. They're going to grandma's house. They're going shopping.
That's right.
But we're having guy time.
Away. That's right. They were so fucking stoked. So, and then we have Jets, the dad, and then we have the wife and the sister.
I think it's Holly and Brandy.
I apologize if I forget their names. They're not very big characters. They are there.
Brooke is their name.
So then we have Denise, who is the girlfriend of Jake. And then other notable characters are the chief of police, the principal, and I guess that older man is the football coach?
The superintendent.
That's the superintendent.
Which, that's another thing, too. I'm a high school teacher. I have never seen my superintendent be this... Like, this must be a small town. Superintendents, to me, like, are government officials.
and would
not be piddling around in local crime.
Is mustache guy, he's the principal then.
He's the principal, yeah.
And then the superintendent is the really old guy. Okay, yeah. I was really confused. I was like, who is this old guy telling the principal what to do? Anywho, so we have this death. Some kids film them beating up Jet's son and then either posted it online and everybody saw it.
And then they took it down.
And then it got taken down. So then when Jet goes to the police and to the principal and the superintendent or whoever, and it's like, hey, listen, my son is dead. Some kids at school did it. There is a video of it online. And their answer is like, oh, it's gone. They deleted it. And then my head short-circuited. Because that isn't how the internet works, Dan.
Yeah, I know.
If you post a video online, it gets saved in a server somewhere.
Yep.
It's out there. And when it's a video that gets sent to children, to kids and teenagers, they download it and make copies of it.
Yep.
Because there's a thing later on where someone's like, hey, how did you get the video? It got deleted. He's like, I took a video of it with my phone. So like a video of the video. I'm like, no, no, no. I'm like, no. You just hit download. You just right click and you rip it right off of wherever it's playing. As soon as it's buffered, it's there. It's there forever.
I stole it with my mind. I'm projecting it with my eyes.
There's the Wayback Machine. You could go back. There's just so many ways. Like, police can pull the video from the internet. The FBI has even better tools to pull the video from the internet. And I understand that in this instance, the chief of police and the principal and the superintendent, spoiler alert, are all bad guys and they're trying to cover up this murder. Why are they trying to do that?
Well, okay, so chief of police is only in it because the superintendent is saying, you need to be doing this. He's the only one that
has other motivation, too. I'm like, yeah, what? Why?
He's the one that has the heart of gold and decides to go away from them. So basically, the people who killed this kid are football stars. And
yes,
the football team is what makes this small town bank. This high school football team is like their main economic drive. So it's classic Jaws scenario. Let's keep the beaches open yeah. and keep the football stars playing and tackle that shark.
Yes. Tackle that shark.
Anyway, like, so the dad finds out about this and he starts naming names, and the police officer's like, well, can't do anything about it because I'm in the pocket of the superintendent. But he doesn't actually say that. But, like, you know, he gives him the rope around. And, like, that's why it's...
The rope around?
Yes. I'm making up words. Isn't that
the runner? All right. We're going to let it slide. I'm sorry. Continue.
That's what I have such a weird, like, time with is... The superintendent is so much like that mayor from Jaws. He's like, no, we got to do this. We got to keep our economy going.
I love it. Well, because he's saying if they go to state or whatever, if they win the big footballing games of all time and become champions, they can bring millions and millions of dollars into the school and into the town.
I've never heard that.
I don't know that. I was like, sure, because I don't know anything about football. I'm like, why not? That sounds
it's wrecking. A high school.
So I have no problem with this. All of this logic checks out at the very least. I get it that maybe, they're like, no, okay, hey, listen.
Maybe I'm wrong.
This is like, Texas.
I honestly have no fucking idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know.
I'm pretending I know. So maybe in Texas, you're right. Maybe they do bring in millions of dollars.
And I do think that football is very important, yes. because they'll use high school and college football to like scout, you know, and some of those are feeders to the big league. Man, we sound like a couple of fucking idiots.
Yeah.
We have no idea what anything about football. You see, the big footballers eat the smaller footballers, and they grow in strength. So, anywho, I think the logic checks out there. I have no issues. I don't know why we talked about that for so long. We are having so much fun. This has been great. The issues I have, though, are how technology works in this film, because it's just not realistic. This whole film focused around the post and the dad.
The film's title is The Post. So
is The Post.
Yeah.
Let me get into a couple things, and I'll just hear what your thoughts are, and we'll go through
okay,
it.
Okay.
So something I liked. I loved how the mom basically never gets out of bed when her son doesn't come home.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows her like a time lapse of her just being awake and laying in her bed entire time.
That was cool.
And the lighting changes. That was sick.
That was cool.
Amazing. And then somebody knocks at the door and she knows immediately that her son is missing or dead. And she starts crying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was excellent. That was so good. I was into like Jet kind of spiraling downwards into this like abyss of depression and how like, he was drinking and not paying attention to his family. And they started to like kind of grow apart. He's like, listen, we need you to be here for this family. And then they eventually leave him. And I'm like, okay, I'm really digging this. But then when you look at it, I'm pretty sure all that takes place in the span of like a week.
Yeah.
And then she's like, hey, you really need to like stop grieving for your dead son and be a part of this family again. And I'm like,
well, yes. Yes and no. The catalyst for her to leave was, she basically assumes that he murdered the guy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
And she's not going to, she ain't no snitch.
Yeah. We already talked about how videos can be retrieved from the internet. How did you feel about the flashbacks in this?
It was inconsequential to me. Like they served their purpose. They didn't take away from the film.
Were they ever confusing?
No, I don't think so.
I was confused the first, like one of the first flashbacks, it was like him and his two daughters and one of them goes to help this lady with her trash. And I'm like, wait, does he have two other kids? Uh-huh. I didn't realize it was a flashback. Then after that, it started to make sense. And some of them are really good. Like when he goes hunting with his son.
Yeah.
And he's talking to him about hunting. I'm like, oh, cool. And then it cuts to him with the rifle and he is out hunting the guy who killed his son. And I'm like, holy shit, that was really cool. So sometimes it really does work for me. There's an issue in this film where dialogue repeats itself and scenes kind of repeat sometimes.
Yeah, no, I did get that for sure.
So with the chief of police, when he comes to talk to the principal, they have a conversation where the chief of police is like, hey, listen, I'm actually better than you guys. And what if I just turn you all in and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, if this goes sideways, you know, it's not going to fall on me. It's going to fall on you. And then later on in the film, we have that exact same conversation with the chief of police, the principal, but now the superintendent's there. And it's like word for word. And I'm like, what do we, I don't know. It was a little strange. Filler. You got to watch out for stuff like that. Yeah. Just me harping on and on about how technology works, how videos can help solve crimes, how kids know how to copy videos and post them on the internet.
I like that one scene where he's watching the replay of the football team. And he finds out the identity of one of them through his scream. That was really
yes. Cool. Cause yeah. He's like, whoa, there's some really cool ideas in this, and how the dad figures out what's going on is neat. I was enjoying that. So the reporters, right?
Yeah.
I thought the reporter lady and the camera guy were going to be more part of the story and they were going to be trying to investigate themselves.
No.
But all that ended up happening is like, they'd be in their car, like talking.
Yeah.
And then we cut away, do some other stuff. And then we're like, oh, they're back in their car and they're talking back and forth. And it's usually like not about stuff. It's like, they're just like pontificating.
They're like, hey.
They're like, maybe it's this. Maybe it's this. I'm like, no, go fucking investigate.
I got a scoop. You want to come with me to the scoop? Yeah, let's go get the scoop.
We never get to the scoop. We never get to where they're going in their vehicle. I think there's one time they interviewed the principal and I'm like, okay, they did some investigating. Yeah. And then I'm like, you're at the school? Interview any of the kids. I feel like there are so many kids who would know about the video or have the video on them or like anybody. Because when they talk to the principal, he's like, oh, I've never heard of video.
Well,
and I'm like, okay, Jared, I'm going to turn around and speak to the 1,000 kids that are here. And I'm sure I can get
for each of those 1,000 kids. That's like another $30 that the budget has to spend. I don't know. I don't know how much you spend on extras, but
you could, here's what you do. You could be like, hey, listen, we've talked to so many kids and it feels like everyone's being tight-lipped about it. We don't know what's going on. And they're like, all right, let's pack our stuff up. And then you have like one young girl walk up, be like, oh, excuse me. Oh, I want to tell you about the video. You're like, what, the video? And then now she's a semi-main character and she's in the show. I just felt like we could have had the reporter and the camera guy doing their own investigating along with the dad and have like this simultaneous, like,
so like Scream,
exactly beat for beat, like Scream, and people get murdered too, with a mask. I don't know. I just couldn't figure out why they were in the movie. And you just have them at the end where the, reporter like harasses the Jet when he's in jail. And like, that was her payoff where she's like, hey, you did it. And he's like, no, I didn't do it. He's like,
I didn't like that payoff.
But did you? But did you do it? And he's like, no, I didn't. He's like, but I think you did. And he's like, okay, well, I didn't. And she's like, all right. Did you do it? He's like, no, no. And I'm like, what are we doing here? I don't know.
So there's a final reveal that I think we'll just leave alone because it's in the festival circuit. Who really did done it?
Who done it? Yeah, who done it?
I liked that as a resolution, I will say that, but it still doesn't help the logic of the narrative.
It's its own form of, it's tough to believe this. Like, I feel like the ending could happen. It's just super unlikely that this could occur. But I guess it could. I'm sure I don't know. I'm not making sense unless you see the ending of this film. But yeah, Dan, what do you think? Any other final words? Any other stuff you want to talk about?
No final scenes, because I think I talked about everything I wanted to talk about. But
all right.
Yeah. Go give the post your love. Find it at a film festival. Go to a film festival.
Yeah. Oh, man, I want to go to a fucking film festival.
Even if the post isn't there, but bonus points if it is. Just go to a film festival.
Yeah.
Watch a film. I think this film has a lot of potential. I just wish I believed it more.
Yeah. Yeah. Very well-made film. Very good in a lot of respects. I just feel like the logic of the film is flawed and it hurts. It hurts my enjoyment of it.
It makes your little brain explode.
It made my little brain guys be sad.
You can find us on Instagram at Indie Film Review Pod. You can email us at theindiefilmreview@gmail.com. We said that at the top of the show.
Thank you everybody for listening. I really, really appreciate it. Dan, you have the final word, my friend.
Well, come join me every Wednesday night. I'm starting a new shark tackling league where we tackle that shark. We swim out to sea, and then we dive in there with our pads on. Tampon pads. Lady pads.
That's right. But the video was deleted, Dan, so no one can watch it. It's gone now.